Madam Mayor, I'd like to speak on the amendments, if I may. My job in local government is to protect the health needs of local residents, and that's what I spend my time doing. I'd like to thank the members of the public present and those that aren't, and the party opposite, for the hard work that they put into the cross-party element of the campaign to bring to the attention of health bosses how seriously we take the issue of our public's health and our hospitals in the borough. It was invaluable. We fought a tough and a principled campaign. We, as we've heard, brought in an independent expert to look at the proposals. And we achieved press
coverage. I'd be grateful if you could let Councillor Ginn speak, because we are debating here. Thank you.
We achieved press coverage and a level of communication with the outside world that brought real pressure to bear upon the NHS. I respect those that continue to campaign, but sometimes doing the right thing means an adaptation to your course. In this case, doing the right thing meant negotiating firmly whilst listening clearly and not listening to those in national government, as we've heard. Regrettably, ministers wouldn't take my calls or accept my meetings. I'm obviously not important enough. But we listened to more important people than ministers. We listened to clinicians. And clinicians told us that they supported these revised plans. In fact, a unanimous letter from clinicians, from GPs in the borough, told us they supported these plans as being the best things for residents. We listened to the 1,300 member organisation, The Link, that represents health and social care users in the borough, that said they support these plans. And we'll come on to why in a moment. Now, Hammersmith and Fulham Hammersmith Hospital will retain 90% of its usage, as it always has always done. The A&E was not as crucial to it as it was to Charing Cross. Whilst it would have been ideal to preserve it, if that had been possible. But at Charing Cross, there was a genuine chance here that the Option A plans would have led to the annihilation, the extinction of the site. We could have not had a Charing Cross Hospital in years to come. So when we say we've saved it, we mean it will be here for generations to come, playing a valuable role it wouldn't otherwise have been able to do. It won't be the same hospital. It won't be the same size hospital. But it will provide valuable services. I think when I hear people say it's not an acute hospital, it's not a hospital, they're not reading the documentation. They're not understanding what healthcare is in the 21st century. There will be, in 21st century healthcare in this borough now, a combination of acute hospitals where people provide 24/7 consultant-led specialist care and other hospitals that provide a no less important service. So what is it that we'll see at Charing Cross? Well, we've heard statistics about the size of the site. Let's deal with that first of all.
Councillor Ginn, would you mind stopping just so we can calm everyone down for a minute? Thank you. Please, could you allow Councillor Ginn to speak? Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. We've heard statistics about the size of the site. We need to understand, first of all, that number one, this is going to be a large new development. A £90 million hospital is not a small entity. And that number two, this site is not efficiently used at the moment. Up to 50% of the site are used for non-patient care means, including teaching facilities, a creche, a gym, etc. Acute services won't disappear from this area. They'll be provided at specialist neighbouring sites, including Chelsea and Westminster down the road. 85% of people currently using the hospital will continue to do so. Now, I'd like to deal head on with this idea of it being a glorified GP clinic. You don't have chemotherapy in a glorified GP clinic. You don't have elective surgery or dialysis. You don't have a consultant-led four-storey teaching hospital that's actually a GP clinic. This is a myth. You don't have a potential European centre of excellence for teaching new integrated care methods at a GP clinic, and that's what we could have in this borough. And we're not going to rest there. We want to see the land used for the best possible purposes, potentially including supported housing for vulnerable people, for the disabled, for the elderly. We want to see a range of providers on the site, potentially including Chelsea Westminster and a Royal Marsden. Now, we are fighting hard to preserve a great hospital on this site. I challenge you to do the same. Instead of engendering fear in the population, instead of cozying up to the unions with ridiculous clenched fist advertisements, you can either share a positive vision for the future of healthcare in this borough or continue to hide from the facts and spread fear. It is your choice.